Amen. Lord, good in
him. Yes, sir.
He sure is. I tell y'all something, y'all won't tell Carol. I fixed myself, since you've been gone twice, I hope it's ain't on this, but anyway, fixed myself, own self a bowl of soup out of a can. You know, but I got to tell you something else. And I did that last night, you know. And so this morning, I had to come open up the church from the back, and I come by the stove, I saw a little old red light on the front. What's that for, you reckon? I looked on there, and I left that island all night long. Listen to you again, Wendy. She called it last time. That's twice I've done that, so if I try it again, I'm going to try to make turn the light off. But I've got it. I mean, I was feeling sort of proud and I'm still, oh. She wouldn't worry about that soup. She'd say, you better not leave that on no more.
Yeah.
And I would try to convince, this is what I would try to convince. I said, yeah, I just, maybe it helped keep the house warm. She would say, burn the house down. But I tell you what. So you see, I got a lot to learn. Praise the Lord. I'm glad you're back in this house. Aren't you?
Very much.
Well, I thought I'd give you that. It'd be something probably to laugh about. So I was spoiled, still spoiled.
Yep.
Bad. And it's pretty bad when you've been that way and you so depend on someone you're so close to. And that's why I like in the song you're talking about. Yeah. Living one by one.
Yep.
Who sang that song a while ago? Our loved ones are waiting by the gate. It ain't gonna be long. You know, we'll be there too.
Amen.
Life is so short. If you think it's long, it's because you're still young.
You're right.
All right.
But it's not. It passes swiftly. Swifter than the ships, Job said. James said, like a vapor. Job said, like a weaver shuttle, that's fast. It's fast, passes in a hurry. So if you're still young, and you think that life is long, I want to tell you it's short.
Yes.
It is real short. So make every day count for the glory of God. Well, it's good to see you again on this wonderful, beautiful Lord's Day. And thank God we got some rain last night. But we have to get it to water the earth, don't we?
Right.
I thought about that verse. It's not what I'm preaching on this morning, but I thought about the verse. It's time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon us. Now, I know some people think they make it rain, but you can't make it rain. You pray for rain, believe you sent it, and some of the old timers did that, and more so than we ever do today. When it got dry, and it got dry in time, they could get together and pray for rain. But if we're going to have any rain of righteousness, it's going to come from him.
Yeah.
Amen.
So we need to pray for that.
Yes.
It's very important. Our nation's failing fast. The only hope is the move of God. The revival in the church. I don't think you're going to start it. It's going to start in the White House.
No.
It's going to have to start in the church.
Right.
May the Lord let it begin. That's, you know, we've had some revivals in this country before.
Right.
We can have one again.
Amen.
Got your Bibles this morning. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. As Brother Larry said, don't have a new song this morning. Well, I don't have no new gospel either. Don't have a new message. Just still preaching the same old gospel. It's the power of God and salvation. To him that believeth. And so thank God for the gospel. And so turn with me, as I said, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. I'm just going to read one verse there, and I'm going to read one in Philippians chapter 1, verse number 29. Philippians 1, 29. 2 Corinthians 8, verse number 9. 2 Corinthians 8, 9 says, for you know The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Amen. For your sake. Turn me now to Philippians chapter number 1. A few books over in Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 29. For unto you is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. I have to preach it a little bit this morning on the simple thought. For our sake and for his sake. And don't ever think that you're going to ever do too much for him or give up too much or surrender too much for his sake and suffer too much for his sake. If you'd ever stop and think what he did for our sake. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we just want to bow in your presence this morning to say thank you for another day that you've given us. Thank you for the opportunity to come back to your house. I thank you for everyone that's made a special effort, put forth that effort, got up and come to your house this morning. Not only here, wherever they may have gone where your word is being preached. We thank you for that blessed opportunity. God, have mercy on us in this land and upon our churches and upon our country. Hide us behind the cross this morning that Jesus may be glorified in him only. Speak to us and through us. May Holy Ghost conviction be in the midst of us this morning. The Lord, there's one here lost and be converted and saved.
Yes.
Oh Lord, we pray. Help us all to realize what our wonderful Lord did for us. What he gave up for us and yielded. Our Father, for our atonement, blessed God. Thank you, Lord Jesus,
yes,
for what you're going to do here this morning. We'll ever give you the praise in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. I could mostly look at this in 2 Corinthians chapter number 8, verse number 9. It says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for grace. There's no substitute for it. It's the grace of God. It's everything. It's all things. It's all grace. You know, if you ever start trying to mix works with grace, you're just doing away with what grace is. Grace is unmerited, loving favor of God that he had toward us. You know, I got to think about you, and you know the grace. And if you're here this morning, and if you're converted, you've been born again, you know what I'm talking about. You know the grace of God. And so, first of all, in this passage of the scripture, this one little verse, it says, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I want to thank God that the Bible said we're saved by grace through faith. That not of ourselves, it's a gift of God. I'm so glad for grace. The Bible said grace. Grace is all sufficient. Paul said, I am what I am. Why did he say that? By what? The grace of God. He said, I am what I am by the grace of God. You know what he said? He said when he was a sinner, he was the chief of sinners. And then when he became a saint, listen to God, you said a saint. Yes, you become a saint of God. He said, I'm least among the saints. And so the Apostle Paul knew something about the grace of God. You know why he knew something about the grace of God? He wasn't hunting God. He was fighting God. He was taking them to prison. He was going against the Lord Jesus Christ and against the grace of God. But he had an encounter with him on the road to Damascus one day. Yeah. Amen. And God got a hold of his heart and stirred his heart. And God spoke to him and said, why persecutest thou me? What was it got a hold of Paul that day? It was the divine grace of God. And he's writing here. He says, you know the grace of God. If anybody knew the grace of God, it was Apostle Paul. He was one. He was educated. He was one that knew all about listen to the law. He was all up in the Sanhedrin, the law and the things of his day. But he found out what the grace of God was. And he said, you know it. You know it. Now I want to tell you something. When you realize the grace of God, begin to appreciate it and thank God for it. I tell you what it'll do. It'll put a shout in your soul and a joy in your heart and a spring in your step. Glory to God, that God would have mercy upon an old sinner and save an old sinner by the grace of God. Thank God for his grace. And his Bible said, where sin abound, grace does much more abound. You said, this is so bad in this world. What are we going to do? I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to, listen, get more of the grace of God, because where sin's rampant and sin's on the rampage, the grace of God more abounds. It's more powerful than all of the things the grace of God is. And so he's saying to us, he said, you know the grace of God. I know what he's doing, done for me. What I couldn't do. Right? Hallelujah. It's done. What? I couldn't do.
Right?
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Is it grace?
Yeah.
Paul said, you know the grace of God. You've had any spirits in it? It's wonderful.
Yes,
it's marvelous. It's something you don't deserve. Something you can't work for. Something you can't never. Listen, if he'd have waited till we got good enough for him to come to this world and die for our sins, we'd have been a mess.
That's right,
sir. Yes, sir. Been awful with my brother. Awful. But thank God for the grace of God. And so he said, the grace of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, you know what? He became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. But let's notice not only the grace of God, but notice the next thing, that though he was rich. How rich was he?
He owned everything.
Hallelujah. Amen. Everything was made by him, for him, by him, and by him all things consist. Hallelujah. All things consist. He was rich. He owns all the cattle on the hills, owns all the oil under the earth, owns all the gold, the silver, everything else you can imagine to think of. It's all his. He was rich in all of that. But I will tell you, it's more than beyond all of that. He was rich in heaven, thank God. He was rich, praise God, in the glories of heaven, in eternity. He didn't start in the manger. He's always been. He's everlasting, Father. He's a Prince of Peace. He's what I talked about last Sunday. He's rich.
Hallelujah.
Rich in honor. Rich in glory. On all things. All of heaven and all of earth.
Yes.
But you know what? He left all that he had. Came, veiled himself in human flesh.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Walked
sure did.
Among us and became man. God brought, in John chapter number 1, you know what he said? The Word became flesh. And dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Right.
No, he didn't start in the manger. He didn't start in Mary's womb. He's always been.
Right.
He's eternal. And he was rich. But you know what? Here's what I want you to see. But for your sake.
Yeah.
I can't even explain to you and tell you how rich he was. How marvelous and wonderful. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you imagine the angel said, what in the world is going on? They were looking into this thing. They didn't know what was going on. They marveled.
Amen.
Now, why in the world do we want to leave heaven? All the riches and the glory. Honor, praise, and worship that was going on in heaven, and come down here, be robed in flesh, and is a sinner, and a born Sunday. Why? For your sake. And for mine. Hallelujah. For your sake. He didn't come for his own sake. He came for you. He came for me. For your sake, Jesus came. For your sake, he was willing to listen to leave the splendors of heaven and the glory of the Father, and taught it not to be an offering to be equal with God, and came and left all the splendors of heaven. Listen, I want to tell you something. Just to leave heaven and come to this earth. Listen, that's the vast difference.
Yes, sir.
To come suffer and bleed and die. Your sin and mine. Your sake. For your sake. Your sake. He ate it with rich. For your sake. Mine. He became poor. With him. To give it all up. What a Savior. What a blessed Lord. You know what? I want to thank him. Thank you, Lord. Want to praise you and give you glory and honor and praise for what you're doing. We'll probably need to wait till we got good enough. He'll never come. But he's willing to give up everything. You see, Paul's writing to the Corinthians here. He's wanting to be willing, will forgive us. Amen. And he said they first give themselves unto the Lord, and now out of that to give themselves unto him. If you give yourself first to the Lord, everything else fall in line. But for your sake, that's why he came. Willingly. You see, no man took his life. He laid it down. He gave it up. For your sake. I got to look in that verse this week, and the Lord got to stir my heart about it, and I got to think, Lord, you really did that for us.
Amen.
You did. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Aren't you so glad?
Yes, sir.
Folks, you say, what have we got something to praise him about? I can tell you, if you don't ever thank him, nothing else, Lord, I thank him for doing it for your sake.
Amen.
For my sake.
Amen.
So he that was rich, rich with all the riches of the past eternity from ever, always has been the Lord Jesus Christ, give it all up and come to this world.
Amen.
And become poor. He became so poor. You know what he said? Boxes have holes. Birds have nests and foxes got holes. But he said, the Son of Man has no. He created this earth, yet he had nowhere. I never see where he had any kind of possessions, property, as far as naturally speaking, what I'm saying. Never see where he had a wheel left out. Somebody said, you better leave a wheel out. Never see where he had any kind of possessions, although he owned it all. Yeah, he wasn't born. And they didn't have a big, nice, fancy motel. No. He was laid in a manger.
Yeah.
Cattle. In swaddling clothes. Out there with the animals. You know why? He came and gave up all his glory, his splendor.
Yes.
That's why he said one time, glorify me with the glory I had with you.
Hey.
Before the world was. But he was willing to come to this whole world, became poor, that you and I, no wonder he said the poor have the gospel preached to them all.
Yes.
What he said.
Yeah.
You find anybody that's going to charge you for preaching the gospel, run.
Amen.
Because the gospel is no price you can put on it.
Amen.
You couldn't put a price on it if you tried to pay. Thank God she's free.
Amen.
But Jesus was willing. to leave all that in the past and come in this world. And he that was rich became poor, that we through his poverty. You know what I got to thinking about? We through his poverty went to the cross. Through his death and his resurrection. Death and crucifixion and resurrection. You know what you think about? If we through his poverty been made rich. I'm not talking about the riches of the world. We got something far more better than that.
Yeah.
But if we've been rich and he became poor, and through his poverty we've been made rich, I got to think about what in the world. Listen, when he comes the next time in all of his power and glory, what in the world? How's that going to be? It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
And if he left the splendors of heaven and became poor, make us rich, we got a rich inheritance. Thank God we got inheritance that's incorruptible and is reserved in heaven and it fades not away. Thank God. We rich, glory to God. You rich if you know him. You rich if you've been born again. You rich, I don't care if you ain't even got a bank account. No money at all. You rich. You got an eternal inheritance. Eternal life. Eternal hope. And he's got a reserve for you. That's the Lord. That's him.
Amen.
Other words, what I'm trying to say is, all that he left, come to him and came poor for.
Uh-huh.
He's giving it to us.
That's it.
Yep. That's right.
Amen. That won't give you the mother grubs, that'll make you want to shout. Hallelujah. If you know everything he left in heaven, he came to this earth and listen, laid it all down, robed himself in flesh, and listened down on the cross that you and I might have life and have it more abundantly. Thank God he died that we could live. He came all the way from heaven down here that we could go up there.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes.
That's our Lord.
Yes. Right, preacher.
That's Jesus. Worth living for.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Are you rich?
Yes.
He said, I don't know. I had to go home and edit all that. I ain't talking about that.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. You can be rich and be as broke as broke.
Yes.
In this world.
Man.
We got treasure with it.
Amen.
That's why instead of not for yourself treasure on earth with moth and rust and corrupt and all this is break in and steal. Hey, it ain't gonna matter how much money nobody's got out of while when that thing goes.
That's true.
You better have some riches beyond this life. Mmm. You got a lot of money, maybe. I remember dating him talking about some of them jumping out windows. 1929. They weren't dating him because they didn't have them jumping. Sit in and remember Carol, that's what she wanted. Going on a new building.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hey, God's got plenty of supply.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? I come to realize a long time ago, it's all, the only thing you're going to have what you send above, send before you leave. She's just going to another room over. And she went to another room.
Yes.
Yep.
place y'all prepared for.
Thank you.
So I would pray when time comes, we can have that same confidence.
Amen.
If Jesus tarries, we may go on the air when he comes.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. But he said, oh yeah, for your sake, he became poor. That we, that ye, through his poverty, might be rich. You know, I heard this. If you could just save for you get left the money, you parent from your parents or whatever. I'm not no lawyer, not know much about the law at all. But they said, you know, they got the inheritance tax you gotta pay. But you know what? They got all kinds of taxes. All kind of death tax, all kind of taxes. But I'm going to tell you something. Once you got laid up there in heaven, you can't tax it. Lay it up.
Yes.
Lay up treasures in heaven.
Yes.
Where moth and rust can't corrupt it and mess it up.
Yeah.
One thing's wrong with the money system now, they keep printing it. Get you $100 bill and put it in your pocket. Back in the 50s and 60s, it's as good as having a $10 bill.
Hold up.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
I tell people sometimes, they say, well, you want the such and such bag? And I say, yeah, but wait a minute now. You weren't making a dollar out here either. It was such and such at the time. Wait a minute, though. David told him the time he worked for a dollar a day. Keep running the prices up and get my salaries up. So. But you know what? I'll be glad. Won't you be glad when he rules?
Yes, yes sir.
He reigns.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes, sir.
So I'm saying to you this morning, through his poverty, he made us rich.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
And it's, he came for your sake. And he came for mine.
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad he did. So are you rich this morning?
Yes, sir.
Say amen.
Yeah.
Now I'm not asking you, how much money you got? Are you rich in him?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank God. Amen. You can be. It's all in him. In closing, your sake. For your sake. What did it say in Philippians? Remember what I read a while ago? Not only to believe, but we should be willing to what? Suffer for whose sake?
His
sake. We should be willing. If he do that for me, he died for me. Left all the splendors of heaven, came to this earth. Shouldn't I be with him? Even willing to suffer for
him.
He said another place, if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. So we have responsibility. Lord, you did something for me. I want to try to do something for you. I'm willing to suffer for you. I'm willing to go through whatever I have to go through. I'm willing to work for you and be in your service and do your kingdom work. I'm willing because of what you did for me.
Amen.
For his sake. And I'm going to tell you something. Never could be repaid if we don't even try not really do it. But if I say one thing, when God saved us by marvelous grace, he's ordained us unto good
Amen.
Works.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
He's ordained us unto good works.
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Right.
So for your sake, God left his friends in heaven, came, walked in this earth.
Yes.
And can you imagine him being eternal? Can you imagine him coming, robed in the seven and flesh? Hey, we just so cool creatures. Apparently. Right, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he did become poor. When he became part of us.
Sure, but
and he came to do that with us. That we could have life.
Yes.
And had it born abundantly. Are you enjoying you? Start saying religion, but I'm going to change it to salvation. Are you enjoying your salvation?
Yes.
You can.
They sure can.
You sure can. When Darrell left this world, I saw this is the truth. In all times we were sick of Birmingham, dealt with Birmingham in your home. All the tears that we shed and all I've shed since then. When she opened her eyes that last time, just a few moments before she left here, when she shut them the last time, I saw one tear run out of one eye. And I reached and wiped it off. You know what? That's peace.
Yes.
That's confidence. That's joy. And that's unspeakable. That's all I can't explain. But you know what? I'm so glad he came for us.
Yes.
Died for us. God raised him from the dead. Hey. And we're going to share in glory throughout eternity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be part. Oh, that's the Westwood Prayer. Thank God. For the glory of God.
Hey.
I'm so glad. And if his poverty makes us rich now, what's it going to be like when we get there in his glory?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hey, wake up! You're rich!
Yeah.
Hey, you ever watch, I don't know if I watch it, but I have seen it a few times. If he ever watched him, tell me, would he make a bunch of money? Well, I don't know what to call it. But I mean, you know. You ever seen one when he made it, got a bunch of money, and they're going to give him $700,000 or $700,000? You ever seen him sit there? No, I've seen him get up and shout. Yeah, his bank, run over to maybe their husband or wife run up there and just have it. If we got it, what are we at right
now?
Amen.
Amen.
What are we at right now?
Yes,
amen. Uh-huh. We can have it. You can enjoy it. I really believe. I really believe some of them. Grandma and Grandpa in that day. You know why I really believe that was so easy for them to shout? They didn't have nothing. I'm going to see my grandma and grandpa sitting out on the pole in the last few years. What was it doing? Planning?
Planning, yeah.
Yeah. That's right on the pole. Why didn't he go inside? He's hotter than that. What's that? Why didn't he have air conditioning in that one?
That's right.
But you know what? We'll need one to wear.
No, sir. No.
Hallelujah. Let's shout. Definitely.
Amen.
He said my grandma got out of that church she had got up out of, and that walked in several, I mean, seriously, in several years, about probably 100, over 100 years ago now. And she got up and run out of that rose garden. Said she was shouting.
Right.
You ain't been able to walk a while, you ready to get a little spring?
Yeah.
No wait on you.
There you go.
We long enough to maybe do a little on my feet. Amen.
Yeah.
What about you do for us?
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yes, sir.
So when you go home, somebody may have a lot of money trying to intimidate you and say, oh, I got you.
Hey.
You got another Lord.
That's it.
Hey. Got you beat. Ain't no end there, Will.
No.
You may not even hear anything from this side, but you got one over there.
Well, yeah.
And it's in a safe place.
In a safe place, thank you. Hey. That's right. Amen. In the safe place is true. That's the Lord. What you say when you're in the ministry? Yeah.